Awesome. Okay. Hey, everybody. Nice to see you all. Sorry I missed your teaching, Regina. I'll catch the recording. Yes. The last part was great. So welcome to our special member meeting where we are introducing Awakening Together's new discussion forum. I want to start by thanking Jay McCormick and Aggie Michkowski. Jay and Aggie have spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours whipping this forum into shape. And Jay has also contributed financially to this cause. So again, we really, really appreciate it. I will say that, you know, as it is with technology, we have had some last minute glitches, so we are ironing those out. It's possible when you begin to use the forum, you will notice glitches yourself. If that's true, you can email me and let me know that. Maybe it's something that we haven't seen, but I'm going to try and let you know about the glitches that we are experiencing. And it's fun to see you sitting on the airplane. Tell them just wait until we're done with this meeting to take off, okay? All right. So let's look at this. What we want to do is, one of the glitches we're having now is that for the time being, at least the first time you log onto the site, I'm not sure if this is true for subsequent visits, but the first time you log onto the site, you need to do it by typing the address in your web browser. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share my screen. And just we'll get started. Okay, I'll share computer sound, I guess. All right, so let me pull up my browser. And so I'm going to do what I just asked you guys to do, and that is to type in the address https://, awakening-together.org/forum. By the way, I should have said that Aggie is here with us in case we get stuck anyplace, because she's the real expert here, but I'm going to walk y'all through it. If you have questions, please feel free to ask me. All right. So, I got notes. All right. So this is, I don't want to log in yet. I want you to go away. Okay. That's my password keeper. All right. So this is the face of the forum. And this is what anybody sees when they come to this page. This is what you see before you log in, before you register for an account. Before I show you any more of this, what I want to do is show you user instructions. This is going to be very helpful to you in registering. It also explains our etiquette and the mission of the forum. So I just want to go through this a little bit with you guys. Like our sanctuary, the Awakening Together Forum is a place to share and teach, to associate, extend love, inspire, and be inspired. We invite everyone to participate in our forum with reverence, respect, kindness, and discernment. The etiquette guidelines for participation in the forum are intended to promote the spirit of our intention. Consistent and adherence to the rules helps to maintain an environment that encourages people to share openly. And now let's just look quickly at those guidelines. But you guys might remember, back a few years ago, we had etiquette issues. We had people going, "No, you're wrong," and maybe in print, but they were still going, "No, you're wrong," and you know, cussing and just being disrespectful. And we worked really hard to clean up the Awakening Together sanctuary, and we want to make sure that we have the same kind of safe, loving environment here in the Awakening Together discussion forum. So, when posting or responding to a post on the forum, do so with respect and kindness. Respect includes regard for one's feelings and for one's spiritual point of view. Respect does not necessarily mean agreement, since everyone is asked to use discernment that comes from one's own heart. However, honor the forum participant's freedom to share as he or she feels to share without interfering with them. Kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Kindness includes supporting each other on different paths of awakening and allowing each one to be where he or she is in his or her current spiritual understanding and practice. Those are the paramount guidelines, respect and kindness. Also, you're going to want to be sure that your comments are relating to the topic that you're posting on. Again, you want to never, ever, ever indicate someone else is wrong. You don't want to use inappropriate or vulgar language. You don't want to have unrelated discussions like, hey, how about that Super Bowl? if you want to do that, you can exchange member details, contact details with other members. I'll show you how to do that in a little bit. But really, we want to just keep this forum on point, consistent with purpose and values of Awakening Together. And finally, as you'll note down here, gossip is never permitted in the forum under any circumstances. So, and then this user guide goes on to describe how to register for account how to log in, how to set up your profile. No, I'm going fast, sorry. How to edit your settings. All of that is found here in this user guide. And I was confused about these images. You'll note if you hover over the image pops up. So it shows you exactly what we're talking about. That's true of any of these places where it says pasted image, okay? All right, again, I can't see all of you. I can only see some of you on the side of my screen. So, and chats too, I'm gonna have a hard time seeing. So if you wanna just unmute and just start speaking, that would work for me. All right, if you have a question or a comment or anything. Okay, so let's go back to, I'm actually gonna hide all y'all because I don't know if that's showing on my screen or not. Ooh, I don't like that. Come back. There you are. hopefully that's not too disruptive.
Yeah, we don't see it, Jacqueline.
Okay, good. Thank you, Regina. All right. So here we are. And again, this is the public section. So everyone who comes to this site can see these particular public channels. So we've got Awakening Together Sanctuary Programs. As you can see, general discussion. This general healing announcements is not the section that you will use to make your post about general healings. This is about the general healing groups. This is just so we can tell you what's going on in general healing. And again, this is a public site, so anyone can see these posts. For example, let's see. Okay, I don't see the post. Oh, why am I on my user profile? I don't want to log in. I really don't. That's why. Because you can't see the inside of these posts until you log in. Okay, sorry, learning as I go. I learned that a while ago, but I forgot it already. So, yeah, my password keeper. All right. That's interesting, actually, Aggie. You and I will want to talk about that. Let's see about this welcome and user instructions. Let's see if I can access anything without being...
Jacqueline, can I jump in a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the reason why it went to your profile was
because
you clicked on your name rather than on the post title.
Good deal. Thank you, Aggie. All right. As you can see, I didn't make that mistake with the post that I just clicked on. I clicked on the post title, and we get our welcome to, from Aggie. So let me go back. All right, so we have the Awakening Together Sanctuary Programs is a public forum. Teaching and Practice is a, I don't know if I can turn that off or not. Let me see if I can turn off my password keeper. No, I don't know how to turn my password keeper off. All right. So again, let me just tell you the subcategories under Awakening Together Sanctuary Programs. You can see them there for yourself. We have a general discussion, the general healing announcements, general discussion of Regina's teachings. Then we have Awakening Together Satsangs, information about upcoming satsangs, discussions about previous satsangs would all appear there. The next public section of the forum is Teaching and Practice. Again, we have a general section for spiritual questions and answers. I am not sure what Jay posted there. Let's see. Oh, this was Kathy Smith's post. Okay. I had forgotten about that. So that's a long post. She had asked, what you want is often a defense against the belief that you are bad or lacking. Can someone please share an example of what that looks like? So then several of us responded. And you can see that it looked like it was Jay's post, but in truth, it's the last person who posted. It's their picture that that appears next to the post on the main page. And again, as you might note, we haven't logged in yet. So those particular discussions are available to everybody. The reason we do that is because, as you know, we are we're a church. And churches must be open to the public. And so these portions are indeed open to the public. Anybody can come in and read them, just like anybody can walk in the front door of a church and sit down in the sanctuary or go to the Sunday school rooms, that sort of thing. So these are our open sections, our public sections. Below that is inspiration from the journey. Again, the first category is a general category where you can just post whatever inspires you. The others are a little bit more refined. We have one specifically for the movie discussion group. We have a books forum. What books have you read? What books do you recommend? What books do you want to ask other people if they've read and if they recommend them? And then we have a music and media forum, which is where you can post links to songs. You can talk about movies or any other type of media in that forum. Next up, we have our Awakening Together Retreat House Forum. We have guest experiences and insights is the first one, is the first subcategory. The next one is a Retreat House wish list. The intent for the Retreat House wish list is, you know, as we're working our way through the Retreat House process, which we've been doing, you know, it's live and learn. It's like, oh, we did that last time. Next time we should do this. Or, oh, we don't have enough humidifiers. Or, oh, we don't have enough lamps. Or, oh, we need more coasters or something like that, right? We can post that in this wish list. And if you feel to make an in-kind donation, you can come to this list and say, gee, I saw you guys needed coasters. I'd love to order them from Amazon, you know, what address you want me to send them to, or just let us know that you're interested in helping us out in making a donation in that way. The next public forum is Pilgrimages and Retreats. And this is where we can post pictures, discussions. We haven't done that yet. We could, because we just had a fabulous pilgrimage to Italy. But that hasn't been done yet. The next one is a general retreats forum. as distinct from the guest experience and insights at the Awakening Together Retreat House. I did a long post about my experience at the Enlightenment Intensive I recently went to. So if you go to other retreats, there it is. If you go to other retreats, then you can share that here. Every time I change a page here, my password keeper wants to help me out. Okay. Let's see. The other thing, remember, I am not yet logged in. So you'll note, go away, password keeper. You will note that it would not let me post to this topic or to any topic without being logged in. So you have to be a registered user in order to post. So let me see if I can, if it lets me just go back. Yeah, there we go. All right, so let me log in here. Now I really need a password keeper. Let's see if it'll actually come up. Let's see, that's so funny. When I need it, it won't come up. We'll try. We'll try. Let's see. There it is. That's what I want. Login is that one. Okay. And this is one of the glitches. Well, maybe it's not a glitch. If you're having problems getting to the front page, getting to see everything you think you ought to be seeing, be sure and click on home. Now, this did this because I was in a post before I logged in. So now I'm going to click home. And now I have access to both public forums and private forums. Now, because I'm an admin slash moderator, I'll see more forums here than you guys will. So you see the moderator forum here at the top. Not all of you will see this. Although, let me say now, we are looking for people to serve as moderators. Any of you who are ministers, please note that serving as a moderator for the discussion forum would count towards your required service. Basically, what a moderator does is a moderator reads all of the posts under a given category or subcategory and makes sure that the posts are posted in the correct place, that they're consistent with our etiquette rules. You might also answer any unanswered questions in that category. You might also make a seed post to get people interested in that particular category and discussing within that category. There is, as you can see here, there's a detailed guide, moderator manual here, that will tell you how to perform the moderator's duties. You can also post your questions here, discussion, right? You can post any questions. So-and-so said this. Do you think I should say something to them? Do you think I should delete their post? Do you think I should edit it? Those sorts of things, which, again, would only be visible to other moderators. Okay? If you guys want to be a moderator, please send me an email at jacqueline.awakeningtogether@yahoo.com tell me which of the categories you're interested in moderating. Okay, the next thing up. Any questions? Any questions? All right. If you have questions, just feel free to unmute. Again, I can't see you all. I see Regina posted something. Let's see if we get the chat up. There you go.
I wasn't sure if everybody knew how to spell Jacqueline, so I typed it out for them. There's a lot of ways to spell Jacqueline. But also, if someone does want to volunteer to be a moderator and you don't know how to spell Jacqueline or you forget her email address, you can always just use our contact form anywhere on the website, and she'll get it from there as well.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Regina. And I do see a hand up down there. Sherry, please take the mic.
Just make sure I have the mic.
Yes.
Okay. And Jacqueline, you may have already said this, but is the first step that after you type in the address, the new address into the web browser, do we set up a user ID and password?
Yes. Yes. Okay. You will want to register for an account, and detailed instructions about how to do that are in the user manual. If we have time tonight, I'll go over that process with you. It's a pretty easy process, pretty self-explanatory, but again, the details are in that user manual that I think, yeah, right here, user instructions. I'm not sure that's exactly what it looks like before you log in, but it says user instructions somewhere up at the top in a similar post, similar announcement. Thanks for asking that, Sherry. Okay, so the next thing up is Minister's Corner. Now, you won't see this portion either unless you are an administrator or moderator or a minister. So, again, this is a place where ministers can just have general discussions. Oh, I did a wedding last week, and I made this mistake. Has anybody ever done that? Or, oh, I have to do a wedding. Does anybody have any wedding ceremonies? Or whatever the general discussion is about being a minister, it would go in this first category. The other three categories are focused on minister service, because as you all know, ministers have a requirement that they perform a service to stay in community with Awakening Together. They have to perform a service each year. So we have the category services I'd like to perform. You know, I'm really good at this. does somebody need this done? You know, offering your services as a minister. current service opportunities. Now, we can post, anybody can post the opportunity to perform a service. We might ask you to do something for the retreat house. We might say, hey, we're looking for subcommittee members. Hey, we're looking for moderators. You might post there if you're looking for someone to co-lead a retreat with you at the retreat house. So this is designed to cover all of that. And then that final category is tell us what you're doing in your community. Tell us how you're using what you learned in the Minister Preparation Program to serve in your community on behalf of Awakening Together. So, okay, next up is the MPP Student Forum. If you have not taken MPP classes, you will not see this forum. If you have taken MPP classes at any time, or if you're currently in MPP classes, you will have access to this forum. And again, we're going to encourage people to use this as a space to discuss their experience of the classes. You can post homework here if you like. Hopefully we'll get our MPP facilitators on board fairly quickly so that they can respond to any questions you might have as you're going through your homework, as you're thinking about what got said in last week's class. All of those sorts of discussions will take place here in the MPP Student Forum. The next forum is the Members Forum. We have a suggestion box here for you for anything about the forum or for anything about Awakening Together in general. We have a member contact list. You can use this area if you like to post your contact information. If you want people to know how to reach you, your email, your phone number. Again, remember, this is a private section of the forum. This information will not be available to the general public. So we encourage folks to do that. The next item there is products and services offered by members. Just as you would find a bulletin board in nearly any brick and mortar church in the country, that's what this is intended to be. If you're selling, I know Gloria sells candles. Gloria now has a spot to put She's her candle selling information, counseling services, whatever you do. I mean, it really, really, whatever you do, riding lessons, Carrie Christensen could post something about offering horseback riding lessons. I mean, really, it doesn't have to be, this is the one spot of the forum that does not have to be specifically related to our mission. This is for you to post your services and products that you're offering. So please feel free to do that. And then finally, there's a section, travel community getting together. And that is, Doreen, I know, brought this up some time ago. She was going to some retreat. I don't remember where, what the retreat was, or when, but she was going to a retreat, and she wanted to know if any other Awakening Together members were going to the retreat. So this is a great place to do that. You know, I'm going to go see Muji. I'm not. Anne is. I know. But I'm going to go see Muji in February, right? Does anybody want to go with me? I don't want to go to India alone. Right? So this is just that sort of place where you can see what other people are doing and hook up so maybe you can go together. This next category is available to any registered user. Once you create a username and password and get verified as a registered user, you will all have access to these gentle healing groups. Year three is on top. That will be taught by Regina Dawn Akers. Year two, Ann Blanchard is teaching, and they will be moderating those forums. So my sister Connie and I are doing gentle healing year one. Regina has a very specific use in mind for her section of this category, and she will tell you more about it on Tuesday, unless she wants to do that now. Regina? No? Okay. Yeah, she'll tell you more about how she intends to use it, but she does intend to use it extensively for year three. So you will want to go ahead and get signed up so you can use this forum. The other two sections, year two and year one, not sure how that's going to be used yet, but again, it can be a general question and answer, a general discussion of the homework that we're doing, a general review of the last class and that sort of thing, and who knows, we might come up with a way to use them in addition to general discussion of the classes. And then that completes all the private sections. This should all look familiar because this is what we saw without even logging in, the public sections here. So again, you will not see all of those sections that I just showed you. That will depend on what you tell us about your relationship to Awakening Together as you register. I just wanted to, I made notes and then I just totally went off notes. So let me just see what I've left out. And one of those things is that I want you guys to feel free to post in the gentle healing groups. This information is not available to the publics, to the public. We do have a way of vetting our users before we make them registered users, and it seems to be working. We ask questions that those who are genuinely interested in what we're doing here will have no problem answering. But trollers, spammers, scammers, they don't know the answers to these questions. We've had a couple of people, you know, just throw some random stuff out and it's obvious, you know, no, you're not really interested in what we're doing here. You don't belong here. So, and I'm not going to, I guess I'm going to show you what those questions are in a minute. There are no wrong answers to the, let me try again. There are no right answers to the questions. There are wrong answers. You know, if you don't answer it or if you just say something just like off the wall, then we'll know that you should not be admitted to the forum. So
Jacqueline, before you continue, I notice Rayla has her hand up.
Oh, thank you very much. Rayla, please go ahead. I couldn't see your hand. Is anybody hearing Rayla? I am not.
I'm not hearing her.
Oh, I'm not hearing her. I'm not sure. Rayla, did you hear that the mic is yours? All right, I guess go on, Jacqueline. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe she's stepped away.
Okay. So, we have a few minutes left here. I am going to, I'm not going to do the moderators forum. I am going to jump down here somewhere. And Aggie, you can delete this later. I'm going to make a post. So actually, I should have said that before I started. So you could follow along. So let me try that again. Okay. So I'm going to make a post in inspirational sharing. So I would click on the plus sign. I would enter the title of my post here, test post. And then I have not seen the issue, but Aggie pointed out that for some people, the font is really small on some screens. So if you hit there to open that this toolbar, you can pick your font size. Aggie has suggested we use 14. Then we type our post. You could click this button and add a link. You can also, somewhere around here, you can add an attachment, a picture or an article or something like that, and include that, and then simply hit the post button. Okay, and then you get, to see that post, I'm going to go back home and again go back down to inspirational sharing to where we were, and you see that the post is there. And to read the post, again, you simply click on it. And then you can reply to that post. Of course, right here, that's me replying to me, but doesn't seem to matter. Reply to post. And you have all the same options here. I didn't pick my font size. I should have. And post reply. Okay.
Jacqueline?
Yes, ma'am.
Rayla, is her audio is not working, but she typed in the chat room. She said, which I think is a really good question. She says, my question is, as an MPP student, do we have access to all the classes we have taken in the past, or is it just the current class? Can someone see and read my Oh, that's me. I just read it, Rayla.
Thank you, Don. Let me get back up here too, where I can see you guys. We have not decided how long to leave all these past classes posted. We're just going to have to see how long that list gets, how cumbersome it is. But no, once you, if you're an MPP student, you'll have access to all of them that are visible at that time. And right now, you know, we've got up the Bhagavad Gita that just finished, and the introduction to A Course in Miracles. I don't know how far along y'all are in that. And then we've got the the new course is ready. The Interimana that's coming up will be facilitated by Helen and the Tao Te Ching, both the Tuesday and Thursday classes. So you'll have access to all of those. All right, shall we go through a registration? Are there other questions? Here, I'm seeing the chat. Okay. All right, so let me log out. And Aggie, if you have anything to add, please let me know. Aggie snuck out of her Super Bowl party to be here. So, Aggie, do you have anything so far?
The only thing I noticed, Jacqueline, is when you're trying to change the text size of a message, when you backed it up, it canceled it out. It's just either you have to start it from the beginning and then choose how big you want your font to be and then type into it, or you have to select that whatever you type and then do it. But both
of course
you did, it got canceled out. I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, just like it would with if you were in Word or something, right?
Yep, for sure.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Aggie.
Yep.
And so let's look at this creating an account. So we start here at the top where it says create an account. Type in a username. Come on, type. And a password that you can remember. You're going to want to remember your username and your password so you can use it to log in. You'll need it. Man, that password keeper sometimes seem helpful, but sometimes it not so much. All right. And y'all won't have these little whatever they are, elk, deer, whatever. That's all. That's from the password keeper. Email address. Awakening. Okay, can't spell my name. Okay, you all will see the questions that are designed to vet our users to make sure that they're actually supposed to be here. I'm just going to type in three question marks. Again, you know, whoever your favorite folks are, that's great. We're not judging who your favorites are. We just want to make sure you belong here when you register. And then you'll notice this is a very important field here, this additional information. You need to check any and all groups that you're a part of so that you have access to those private pages that we looked at before. So I'm a member. I have attended MPP classes, and I'm an ordained minister. That's not going to be true for all of you all. You all might pick just one box or two boxes. Then the other thing that's very important to note here is that our terms of service and privacy and cookies policy, they're all available here for you to read. The very important part to get you registered is that you click the box that says you've reviewed them. Okay, if you don't click that, it will throw off that whole registration process. Then you need to click the I am not a robot button. And submit. And then you get this message thanking you for registering. And we do thank you for registering. It includes the forum support email address. You will receive an email confirming your account. Right now, that email looks really strange. For some reason, it's starting with happy birthday. It reminds me of the Frosty the Snowman animated film. So we're working on that. Embedded within that is a link you will need. And again, hopefully, maybe by the time you register, but hopefully at some point soon, it will be a clickable link. For me, it was not when I did this registration last night. I did a similar registration last night. It was not clickable, so you have to go in there and cut out the link and paste it in your web browser in order to complete your registration. But you do have to verify that, you know, that's your email address before. And then within 24 to 48 hours, Aggie will look at this and confirm that, you know, if you said you're a minister, you're a minister. If you said you're a member, you're a member.
Jacqueline?
Those sorts of things, and then get you going. Activate your membership, your registration.
Jacqueline, can I jump in a minute?
Yes, ma'am, please do.
Until we get that fixed, I get an email that tells me that someone has tried to register. So I will, even if you get an email and it doesn't have a verification link, I'm going to know, and I'm just going to complete the registration process without it. So everybody will get an email from Forum Support at awakeningtogether.org that will tell them that their registration has been received and they have been approved. So whether there's a link or there's not a link, I'm still going to be able to see that they've been here and okay their registration.
Very good. Thank you, Aggie. And again, Aggie works tirelessly at this. So we really appreciate your dedication. All right, and let's see. The only other thing I want to do is reiterate, we're looking for moderators because, as you can see, we have several sections. It's going to be really hard for us to monitor all of these sections by ourselves. It will be near to impossible. So we really need you guys to step up and say, hey, I'll moderate the general discussion under Awakening Together Sanctuary Programs. Right? Or whatever it is. So if you can help us in that regard, we would truly be grateful. Okay. So does anybody have any questions prior to our reflections from the retreat house? Okay. I do see some chats coming up. Let me see what they say. I can stop sharing. I should stop my share. Oh, that's nice. Oh, good. Okay, Ron says he is signed up. Aggie must be doing this as we speak then, so that's good. All right, guys, if you have any questions, if you can't figure it out, Aggie, can you tell us again what the email is they should send up? Questions, problems to?
They can use, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Forum Support, all one word, all lowercase, at mm-hmm. awakening-together.org.
Okay, there it is. All right, guys, I think it's going to be a really exciting journey, our use of the forum, and I look forward to it. Thank you for being here to learn how to use it. And Regina, do you mind if I turn this over to you to introduce this section? Not like I'm putting you on the spot or anything.
That's all right. Actually, I don't remember if it was Jacqueline that had the idea or I had the idea and Jacqueline named it. We're kind of a team, but we came up with an idea. To have a new monthly program. It will be the first Monday of each month, which is tonight. It will typically be an hour-long program. Tonight it's 15 minutes. but the program is called, in fact, it won't happen whenever we have a member meeting, I guess. But the program is called Reflections from the Retreat House. And we just thought it would give people an opportunity to share what their experience is at the retreat house, whether it's during a retreat or whether they're coming for a self-guided retreat. Now, at this point, of course, we just opened the retreat house a couple of weeks ago, and we've had one retreat so far. It was a 5-day self-inquiry retreat. Oh, my voice is low. Sorry. I'm over here relaxing. I wasn't planning to do this. I'm not plugged in. Let me take my headsets off. Better? I don't know if it is or not. But anyway, so we've had a retreat, a self-inquiry retreat, a 5-day self-inquiry retreat. So we thought we might let some of the people who are at that retreat go ahead and share. And I think one of those people is on a plane. That's Anne. So I don't think she's going to be able to share. But Shauna is here, and Cheryl is here, and Jacqueline is here. She was actually at the retreat. So do any of you all want to share about your experience at the retreat? Okay, Shauna, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say my experience with the retreat house is it's such a sacred space. And that's in a number of ways. When I walk into the building, and I noticed this just the other day, just visiting, it feels good. Not only is there the quiet time by hours until 11 o'clock in the morning and starting at 8 o'clock at night, but I was there working with Cheryl on something, and the quiet just remained so that we stayed focused on what we were doing. So it's the sacred space. It just feels beautiful everywhere there. And that's a lot of thanks to, of course, Jacqueline and Cheryl and Regina for keeping that space and holding that sacred space in that building. But it is also sacred because of the mountains. La Vida's in a little valley surrounded by these beautiful mountains that feel so sacred. And of course, they were held sacred by the native peoples in the area. The natural beauty alone draws out such sacredness in us. And then the sacred intentions, the whole intention of the retreat house is to take our next step towards God. And you can feel that when you're there. So deep, deep gratitude. And I feel a lot of passion coming up, speaking about it. Deep gratitude for this to everyone who brought this vision to reality. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Shauna. And Cheryl, did you want to share?
Thank you, Regina and Jacqueline and Shauna. Shauna, thank you, because you really reiterated what I've already been feeling. So my heart is already wide open to share. The retreat that Regina led last week was something I have never experienced before. I've been to many retreats. I've led retreats. I've gone to conferences. This was something so different and so unique for me. And very, very intense in a way of joy. There was no negativity whatsoever. every time that I had an opportunity to really reflect on last week, it brought me to this space of gratitude, of course. But it was this incredible emptiness. That's the best way to describe it. I don't know how else to describe it. Like there's no thoughts, there's no thinking, there's no, I wish this would happen, and I could definitely get into a thought with my cooking or my abilities or, maybe something could have been better.
But when it comes to the retreat, it was incredible. And I'm not saying that because I'm the retreat caretaker. I'm not. I mean, you have to get, when you come here for the purpose of getting close to God, with it, who we are God. And that's the beauty of it. And then we have the opportunities to go for walks and all the meditation that we have been doing. And then my level of meditation, whoa. And it's been like that. I mean, this morning I got up at 5:40 and I actually said good morning to Regina and within my mind and my heart. And I said, oh, Regina's up. Okay, so I'm up. Okay, let's do this. And my meditation was so beautiful. And what I'm doing is I'm actually living the way the retreat house is meant to be. So I stay silent until 11 a.m. And what I've been working on is completely trying, really, this is the part that I'm really working on, is being silent within my mind till 11 a.m. And even past that. But it's like, I just get when, as soon as I rise, as soon as I wake up, I know that it's my time to be still within the mind. So I thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Both of you. Jacqueline, I love you. I love you both so much.
Love you too, Cheryl. Thank you.
Yeah, I just, I want to thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. You know, I have this beautiful relationship with both of you, you know, and a little bit of, is it, you know, like Jacqueline and I, you know, we talk a little bit, and then and Regina and I, we talk a little bit, and I love it. I'm just in awe, and I'm really starting to really feel like I'm in the groove, like I'm really getting in the groove of, yeah, this is my purpose. So I want to thank you for this opportunity so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm gonna share Ann's audio. It's a little over 7 minutes. Hopefully we won't go too far into Craig's time here. Sorry, Craig. Welcome, Craig. Let me do that now. One second.
So thank you very much. Turns out I'll be flying tonight when this meeting is happening, but I wanted to ask Jacqueline if I could just tape a little sharing about how that week was for me, because it was just truly extraordinary. You know, I can't emphasize enough how much the setting, this broad, expansive view with mountains on every angle from all the windows in the retreat house, just for some reason allows my mind to really relax, which doesn't necessarily mean it gets quiet. It just means it slows down. It slows down so I can see it, so I can hear it, and so I can stand apart from it. I have to just quick say something about the retreat house, because you just walk in that place and just get the geyser of love that just, it's just wells up every single, I mean, the plates and the bowls and the, you know, just all of it. I mean, and Cheryl has made sure that she has the special things that I particularly need to be gluten-free, and has thought ahead and wants to just mention a couple different menu items in case something hits your fancy, and then she'll go that way or this way, and just the love, the intention, the love, the caring, the generosity of spirit. I mean, every bedroom's got this yummy little bedspread, and this, it's, you know, very just, you know, you're just beautifully appointed. Just everything, what is clear is the care that has been brought and the consciousness that has been manifested. for every little bit of it. So that's something that I don't know that my words can do justice to, but I trust that every single person will experience that wholeheartedly. It's hard for me to see how everyone can't experience that. It's just so palpable, so visceral. I mean, I got to tell you, just sitting in the driveway, you can see out through the windows in the next to the front door, and then you can see all the way out the back, and just that view kind of just caught my throat. So it only gets better from there. So as I'm sure it's been said, this was a self-inquiry retreat where we read the words of Ramana Maharshi and contemplated them, and then more importantly, just kept applying them, kept bringing whatever the current state of our minds were, and just kept returning and returning again to whom does this thought occur, you know, and for me at least, making that space inside of me bigger and bigger and more accessible, that space of stillness and clarity and of a return to what I know to be true. Was not so much a surprise as the surprise was just the deepening, how quickly the deepening happened over the 5 days. Just giving our entire attention to dipping deeper and deeper into that truth. It was quite something. But I will tell you that one of the true surprises was, I've had the privilege of being with Regina and meditating in groups before, but for me there was something about the way that the energy in that house is and the other people there, all of us just with that intention. I mean, I've just never had meditations like I had. Those mornings, we would start every morning with the meditation. Starting, I think, about 45 minutes, and then we got up to about an hour and 15 from what I recall. And my mind was like, you don't sit anywhere for an hour and 15. You don't do that. But gift of that retreat house is this fearlessness, this giving myself over. Just like as soon as I saw that thought, I was like, heck yes, I'm doing it. You know, like just seeing the thought made me excited about pushing through, knowing that thought's not true. That's not me. That's just some ramblings in the mind, and just turning away and really just giving myself to the meditation. But I have to say that so I wrote a little bit. So we did this meditation on the very last day, and I got to tell you, I know you don't want to make it special and all that, but the reason I'll read this is because I think it's, for me, it just reminds me, I never know what any new moment's going to bring, and that is never as true as when you're sitting in that retreat house. So I just, after we were done the last day of the meditation, I noticed Jacqueline was writing, and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. When I write something, maybe I sit here and, instead of just hopping up because, I've been freed from recess, right, from class. Now I'm allowed to move. So I sat and I wrote, and these were the words that came to me about the 90-minute meditation we just had. So there's many, many words. I'll read them to you. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Centered, easy. Energetic, delightful, redemptive, explorative, fun, insightful, physically pleasurable, expansive, igniting, magic, playful, intense, all-encompassing, still, peace-filled, contemplative, joyous, gratitude-filled, languorous, blissful, interesting, awe-filled, homecoming, inquisitive, eloquent, musical, inspiring, grounded, and finally curious. And so in that hour and a half, each of those words just were, took center stage, and as the experience just morphed and morphed and morphed. And at some point I had to open my eyes because Crocodile Rock was playing so loud in my head that I didn't know if someone had put music on. Like, it's just, And again, for me, it's not a matter of trying to emulate the experience as much as it is tapping into this incredible journey when we go inward and we really give ourselves over to that, when I really give myself over to that. Because I would have never thought any of these words, I mean, maybe inspiring or delightful, but not the rest of these words, could ever describe a meditation that this one would have. So that's just a pleasure. That's just quite a gift. So on that, I will end, and I will say that just encourage everyone to give themselves the gift when they feel called to do that. Thank you.
Oh,
wait. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Craig, sorry we went into your time. Aggie, thank you. Yay, Aggie. Yay. Love all you guys. See you around.